Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You were always sure of yourself.
Welcome, everybody. We can cash it out together. What I'd like to know is, have you ever recorded an encounter with police officers? Either your own or someone else's, someone that you know or a complete stranger. I'm curious about this one because this is a fairly recent phenomena, right? So I want to know, have you recorded any encounter with a police officer, either your own, someone else's that you know, or a complete stranger? Why or why not? Would you consider doing so now? 844-967-2789. Like, this wasn't a thing 15 years ago, right? Like, people weren't walking around with, like, one-touch video cameras. And now folks are. And I think it's having an impact. So if you're a person that has recorded yourself, please call in. If you've recorded someone else, call in and tell me about this. 844-967-2789. I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Recording police encounters. Do you have personal experience? Also, a couple of programming and public service announcements. First of all, Anya and I are pumped when y'all call with female lead singer or female-led bands or female great artists that need to be elevated on our show. Yes. Please keep bringing that. But do not call with that.
Don't call me.
Don't call me. I'll call you. No, if you've got suggestions for tunage on the Maggie Dawn Show, please do feel free to text us or watch us live on our Facebook stream, and then you can comment on the show and we will hook it up and hopefully give you a shout out. So keep those suggestions coming, just not on the telephone. All right. Also, Civic Media, we are still trying to help out with a blood drive, and here is the shtick. You will qualify for a prize package, as I understand things, if you take a photo that basically you donating blood or with your filled pint or whatever, and you put it up on social and hashtag Civic Pints. This will qualify you for some fun things. Am I getting this mostly right, Anya?
You're getting this absolutely right. If you go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, there's going to be a form there. You can put your information in that photo through. And guess what? Good things come to those who donate. If you donate before the end of this month, we are still giving away state fair tickets, is my understanding. We're still giving away Brewers tickets, and there is Civic Media swag bags. You want one of these. I don't know what's in it, but you want it. It's good stuff.
I'm going to have to donate blood so I can find out what's in the Civic Media swag bag. Like, I am intrigued. It's also just the right thing to do. I am a regular blood donor. I think I've got that blood. Is it O pos? That's like the universal blood type. Whenever I can, I cough it up. So you should too. I love it. What is it? Those who, what was the line? I love that.
Good things come to those who donate. Cause I was going to say, good things come to those who wait, but if you wait too long, August will be over and your blood will still have value, but not to us. So
right, no swag bag value.
No swag bag, no tickets, but you know, get out there, give blood, it'll be great.
So today the topic I threw out there is, have you recorded interactions with the police? Why or why not? Right. Did you always do this if you're a younger person? Right. And the reason that I'm asking the question is that there was a super interesting article in the Washington Post about this, and I'm going to tell you about it. But please, I want to hear from you about your experiences. 844-967-2789. We've got an unnamed texter that says that they recorded police interactions on a regular basis during the Wisconsin uprising. Well, yeah, right? Like, I went to some of those marches, the Black Lives Matter marches in Milwaukee, and I saw a lot of folks doing that because you have exactly two values coming together again. If I can put it in terms that hopefully we can at least agree, express things in positive value-based terms. And the first one is First Amendment expression, right? We're dissatisfied with the police and we're going to take to the streets to express that. That is as American as it gets, right? But on the other hand, generally business and neighborhood desire to not have their lives disrupted too much and to be sure that crime doesn't happen. But boy, did that play out in a whole bunch of different ways. And I think we've all seen video, regardless of what our political views about the Black Lives Matter movement may be, that I think is really disturbing when it comes to any group of people in the United States trying to express their First Amendment rights. So that was my first experience with people recording police interactions and me being proximate to that. What is your experience? 844-967-2789. This one, I think, is a really complicated question. I think, you know, any cop that's interacting with a member of the public, particularly in a public place, hey, that's fair game, right? Like, you're out on a public street, people can record you. I also think that when people know that they're being watched in general, all else being equal, right, people tend to do their jobs differently. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about this Washington Post article, which came out, I believe, yesterday, and we just didn't have time in yesterday's show to get to this. And it's a very interesting article because basically, there's a whole bunch of folks out there that now basically are doing this as almost a job. So it's not necessarily the case that they happen to end up adjacent to a situation where someone's having a police encounter. It's not that they're videotaping their own police encounter, although some of these people started that way. But there is a whole cottage industry, apparently mostly on YouTube, but it gets picked up by other social media channels where people are recording other people's interactions with the cops and sometimes trying to provide legal advice to the people that are having the interaction with the police officers. Things like, you don't have to give them your ID, right? Like, it goes from on the aggressive side of the spectrum. So, and they call these folks First Amendment auditors. And what they're talking about is, hey, people have a right to say nasty things to police officers. You do. Tim from Green Bay is on the line. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Have you had an encounter like this? Did you record and why? Tell me about it.
Very good. There's a lot of drama in my family. Both parents are passed away. I have a home. It's in my name. And that's where a lot of this is coming from. I have siblings. They continuously call the police. And it just, there's one issue too, where it seems to be lately where the same police officer keeps coming back or I have some interaction with him. That's where I just really don't trust them right now.
And why, Tim, can I ask?
I'm sorry.
Why has there been an erosion of trust? Because you said, I don't trust them, the police, right now. Why is that, if you don't mind my asking, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Because there's a habitual issue of them coming over. It would be from neighbors coming on the property, things like that. And it's just that also their attitude changed. One officer in particular, and that's also why people, they can be out working on the same shift, but when you have the one officer who keeps coming back, I suspect because my brother sells firearms at certain stores, he has some interaction with the police, and maybe that's where I feel he's using his contacts.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Tim. And I think what Tim's saying here is I feel like there's a personal relationship that's being leveraged to effectively harass me by someone who has a gun and is authorized by the state of Wisconsin to kill me if he thinks I pose an imminent threat to him. And so yesterday we were talking about the intelligence community apparatus and the current GOP criticism of that. And what I offered up was, hey, if you're going to criticize that, which is part and parcel of this bundle of civil rights that we're all entitled to, then don't we also have to be looking at how police officers conduct their business? And so there was this very timely Washington Post article. So we've got just a little, how much time do we have left, Anya, here?
We've got about 2.5 minutes left.
Oh, okay, great. So again, if you're texting in, please let us know your name and where you're calling from so I can give you your proper due on the air here. One of our texters asked, is the state of Arizona trying to outlaw public photography of police interactions? Thank you so much for setting up the question because holy cow, yeah, there are a whole bunch of states and there have been court cases on some of these sorts of restrictions that they're trying to enact that are now trying to effectively legislate these things. And Arizona indeed is one of them. At least 6 states, according to the Washington Post article, have tried to enact laws to create more distance between police and the public. So some of these are, you can't video record police. Those have been met with hostility in the federal courts when challenged mostly by news agencies. To that point, precisely, a group of news agencies challenged a law that Arizona had adopted that made it illegal for bystanders to record police within an 8-foot buffer zone. In Indiana, there's a law that took effect in July, barring people from getting within 25 feet of police after being ordered not to approach. And interestingly enough, Louisiana, they have a Democratic governor, and that governor, John Bel Edwards, just vetoed a very similar bill in June. Similar legislation has been enacted in Michigan. So, yeah, this is an active area of legislation. So, again, question is, have you had any interactions with the police where you recorded that interaction yourself or on behalf of someone else? And if you were pulled over today, would you pull your phone out and record? 844-967-2789. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome back. To know, if you were pulled over tomorrow, would you record your interaction with the officer? How about this one? Would your answer to that question change if you had a black friend or two in the car, if you're not a person of color? Because I had an experience when I was in high school that in a 2-hour period of time taught me a whole heck of a lot. I made the varsity basketball team at Rufus King High School for the College Bound, located on 19th and Olive Street. So this is 19th and Capitol in Milwaukee. And so when I was a sophomore at 16, I was one of the only kids on the team whose parents actually had 2 cars and who on occasion had a license and could drive my teammates and I to a social event or something. And David Spade, so for all you SNL fans, I'm going back into the vault. David Spade was doing stand-up at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and you could buy tickets. And we all decided Yeah, Anya, do you have a David Spade reference?
I was about to say, for all the people my age, that would be Emperor Kuzco from The Emperor's New Groove. That's who that is, kids.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's what I'm here to do.
Yes, he was in his sort of immediate post-SNL heyday. He was still doing a ton of stand-up. He had had a couple of crappy movies. But the guy gave a good comedy show. And so I think there were like five of us. We all bought like our $5 ticket. And I picked him up in my parents' like Plymouth station wagon, you know. And we went to UWM. And the comedy show finished, I don't know, at like 11:30. So I'm driving us all home. And like, I grew up on the northwest side of Milwaukee, like in the city of Milwaukee, and a bunch of my friends, right, were like also lived on the northwest side, and some of them lived in the hood. So the best way for me to sort of get where we were going was to take Capitol Drive West off of Oakland after coming south from UWM. And I got right by where the Culver's is, right before going under that bridge where there's the entrance to Estabrook Park to your right. It's really pretty area. And right before I knew I was crossing into City of Milwaukee territory, I think that's Shorewood, right? Or is that Whitefish Bay? Shorewood, I think, right?
That's Shorewood, yeah, I think.
A Shorewood cop pulled me over. And it was about, I don't know, like 11:30, because the show was at 10. And I remember I had a very clear thought in my head. What the hell is this guy pulling me over for? And what's going to happen to me if I don't get home in time for curfew at midnight? Those were my two thoughts. Okay? Here's what happened. We spent 2 hours sitting on a curb separated. Three cruisers showed up. We were all handcuffed and sat down on a curb. And when I got home, my parents were like rage mad. And then I told them what happened, and they were more angry. And I knew from that, and like the guy eventually gave me a ticket for like rolling a stop sign, which I went with my parents to contest. But it was, I mean, holy crap, like worldview change. I already believed that things like that happen, but I didn't know it viscerally. I hadn't personally experienced it. And maybe that makes me just as ignorant as some of the people who haven't yet come around to it because they've not experienced it perfect themselves personally, right? But I want to know, do you record a cop interaction now? Because I got to say, if I was getting a vibe from a situation, hell yeah, I'd pull my phone out, right? Might not right off the bat, but if I got some kind of weird vibe, I've now learned enough to trust my instincts on that one. Mark from Sussex, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you?
I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you. I guess the difference is that when I get pulled over or when I'm in a disorderly conduct situation, I'm always very respectful. I listen to what the cops are saying, and that is, there's a very, very big lack of respect for the police officers today. And that has a lot to do with, again, the trust issue. I get that. If you just listen to what the police officer is asking, or if you would just respect them, because they have a job to do too. Their life is in jeopardy every minute of their job. And I think that's where we have a big, big disconnect with the society.
Well, you raised some interesting points. Let me ask you about what was reported in this Washington Post article. And I think your argument is, well, if people were just more deferential to cops, like none of these things would happen. Do you believe that on occasion, some cops do behave inappropriately, over aggressively, And do you believe that on occasion that happens, you know, all else being equal, probably more frequently with Black folks than it does for white folks? Like, do we, is there a sensibility about that? Do you believe those things to be true?
I don't disagree that there is probably is, but it gets blown way out of proportion when a African-American or a European or Asian person gets pulled over. And
okay, I got to interrupt, Mark. Will you stay on the line? I got to go to break. I don't mean to be rude. I want to continue this conversation. It's really important. Please stay on the line, Mark. I'm Maggie Dawn. Right. Keep it locked. Everybody else, keep locking it in and join us. 844-967-2789. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show.
Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Everybody, we're going to get right to it. I want to know what you think about folks that record their interactions with the police. Have you ever done this? Would you consider doing it? If you get pulled over, 844-967-2789. Mark from Sussex, we were just talking a little bit about, like, hey, do you and I both agree that there are negative interactions that are overly aggressive, initiated sort of on the aggressiveness end of the spectrum by the police officer dealing with Black folks? And you were saying that, yeah, you believe that that occurs, but you were just explaining sort of a caveat to that, Mark. Please go ahead.
Well, I think it happens on both sides. I think it's the person that's disrespectful. And I also think that an officer, again, whose life is in jeopardy every second of their job, probably a little overheated, that there's going to be disagreements. And again, it could be handled better by both sides. I'm not disagreeing with that. But my problem is with how it's handled in different situations. Because if you don't think this happens to white people or Asian people or other colors than Black, then you're absolutely wrong. Because if you're disrespectful as a white person that I am, if I'm disrespectful to that police officer, I'm going to get the crap beat out of me, or I'm going to get pushed up against the officer's car. I'm going to get handcuffed. I'm going to get hit in the face, whatever the case may be. Again, but I brought that on.
So let me, I want to understand your position here, because whether or not we find it to be appropriate or not, right? Like, whether or not we think it's the right way to handle the interaction, don't we as citizens have the right to sort of, unless there's a reasonable suspicion, which is the decision under Terry, it's called a Terry stop, or probable cause, like, we can tell a cop to go fuck off. Excuse me. Hope you hit the button, Anya. Okay, perfect. Good. The sensor work. We can tell a cop to go buzz off. That's part of our constitutional right, isn't it?
I can tell a cop to buzz off, but I can't resist arrest. I can't.
Well, that's different. That's a crime. That's a crime. And so what I'm trying to focus on here, Mark, is this moment of time that happens from the first moment, right, that, like, say a traffic stop begins to occur. I think it's a reasonable question to be asked, like, hey, is there an upside to people videotaping police officers? Do you think that may have an effect on police officers who might otherwise tend to violate people's rights?
Well, again, I'll go back. I think it's a 50-50 both ways, because if you're, number one, if you are going to resist arrest, or if you're going to disrespect a police officer for doing their job, then
I have to move on. But my respectful argument to you would be this: so what? Like, I'm a citizen. I'm not carrying a weapon. right? They signed up to do the job, and that means conducting yourself in an appropriate way, even under extraordinarily stressful circumstances where people are acting inappropriately. You're a peace officer. So I gotta move on, Mark. I'm sorry. I just don't want to give it.
Put yourself in their position.
I know a few cops, and in my day job, I defend them when they're sued unreasonably for doing their jobs. And I believe in the police officers who do their job well. I also believe that there are a lot of police officers who don't do their job well. And it's just fine to start holding them accountable. I got to move on. Roby from State Fair, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you?
I do record police officers on a frequent basis, sometimes my own interactions with them, sometimes situations I see out in public. Also, as just part of my general artwork, I am a practicing photographer and artist, and some of my long-term work involves the idea of surveillance, and by nature, that kind of gets me in the middle of police officers more often than I would prefer to on a regular basis, because one thing I think we've all noticed in society is cops have definitely earned a trust problem. And because they have selected this job for themselves, I do not believe that they are automatically entitled to a certain level of respect, unlike what the previous caller believes, mainly because they chose it. They're the ones being paid to do this job. We're not the ones being paid to be abused by them when they do it.
Yeah, there's a contract here, right? And I think part of what we're trying to put our finger on is, like, what is the reasonable expectation of a police officer? And maybe Mark from Sussex thinks it's okay for an officer, when offended, basically, to violate someone's civil rights, because that's the core of the question. Somebody can be acting completely inappropriately. That's not criminal. Just means the person's being a jerk. Vicki from Burlington, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say?
Hey, Maggie. You know, I can honestly say I've not had a traumatizing experience with a police officer. I've never reported. But, you know, and I know that they have dangerous jobs, and I know that most police officers are good officers. But if they're that busy and there's this much going on, I can't figure out why I've been stopped 6 or 7 times for on the back roads. You know, not necessarily in Burlington, but in Bristol and Delavan. When you take the back roads, unless you're behind farm equipment, everyone's going 5 or 10 miles over the speed limit. But I can never do it because they always stop me. And so now I find myself driving the speed limit. Everyone behind me is pissed off and don't understand why.
Right.
But it's different. It's different. And in Delavan, you know, I would say most have been very, you know, polite and respectful. Two were not in Delavan. And I felt like it was kind of a, you know, what are you doing here? Get out of here. You're not welcome here. And so, again, if there's this much going on, I don't. Maybe everyone gets stopped this much. Maybe that's my question. So.
Vicki, sister friend, and thank you for calling in again and sharing your perspective. For those that have not listened to the show before, Vicki, would you share? I won't do it. Would you share what your race is if you feel comfortable doing so?
Vicki's call has dropped, it seems.
Oh, she dropped. So Vicki has called in before. She is an African-American, a Black woman, using her language, who lives in Burlington, Wisconsin. And I think that's kind of the point. Like, I can understand someone saying it's a very tough job to be a cop. Agreed. So what? Jeff from Shorewood, who texted in, says this. Nowadays, nearly all cops have body cams. I have a stop motion at the Wisconsin
Supreme Court, maybe? Not sure.
I have a Supreme Court. I have a motion at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. court because cops pulled my black client over. They go back to their car. Then one cop comes back to my client's driver's side window saying he smells weed. There is no weed in the car. There is no pipe. There is no lighter. There is no roach. There is not a darn thing in my client's car until they searched the car and found a bunch of heroin. And I think what Jeff, thanks for texting in, is trying to say is that police, like the intelligence community, wield enormous, almost unlimited power. And before this, before the advent of cell phones with cameras on them, it was very hard, I think we would all admit, to gain any insight into how policing actually was carried out. And so I hope Mark from Sussex is still listening, because I want to share these statements that were reported. The Washington Post, in writing this article, interviewed folks from the police forces. And this is part of what I think the problem is. They were saying things that I don't think they intended to be all that sort of incendiary, but to me, they tell the complete story. It is my rebuttal to Mark from Sussex. So this is the Mesa, Arizona Assistant Police Chief Ed Wessing. Here is what he said. Over the years, officers have sometimes overstepped, detaining and arresting on charges that did not stick in court. Older officers generally had a harder time adjusting to the new reality than the younger ones. And he's saying all these things in reference to being recorded. By gosh, Mark from Sussex, doesn't that make the point for me? That there's been some, you know, pernicious problems in policing, and maybe by recording police doing their jobs, that's overall upside. Now, listen, there are some folks that call themselves these First Amendment auditors that aggressively interact with police and sort of insert themselves into the situation. I'm not going to hide my frame on that. Don't do that. That's inappropriate. Stop getting in the way of cops doing their jobs. Their jobs are hard enough. So I can say that, but I can also say some cops need to do their jobs better. Here's another statement that I would offer in rebuttal to Mark from Sussex. Sean Tyndall, the commissioner of the Mississippi Department of Public Safety, recently met with his staff to discuss several videos alleging police misconduct. Posted last year by a Facebook watchdog group inspired and amplified by the First Amendment auditor movement. Tyndall said that 20 years ago, similar complaints from citizens might not have been taken seriously. I'm thankful for some of these cases because it allows us to light up the do's and don'ts. Yeah. I think that matters. Paul from Spooner, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you?
Maggie, we got to clear something up here. First of all, Mark was he's comparing two different things. I'm retired law enforcement. He said that if you resist arrest or if you disrespect a police officer, you could expect some retaliation. Two different things there. Number one, if you're resisting arrest, the officer will escalate to make sure he makes that arrest because you are resisting an arrest.
Of course.
You don't have the right to resist. You don't have the right to resist arrest. If you disrespect the officer, he does not have the right to beat you. That's not part of the deal. But yeah, as a police officer, I also am retired now, but I have a camera in my car and I record interactions constantly. I've gotten a speeding ticket that I recorded the interaction. I felt great, safe about it. The officer knew I had it, but guess what? If the officer knows you're recording, he's going to do a better job also. He should just assume everybody's recording all the time. Then he'll do a much better job and be a better cop. That's the end of story.
Thank you, Paul from Spooner. I think that about sums it up. Rico from Rock County, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you? We've just got about a minute left, so be quick about it.
Hey, yeah, back in 2000, I'm going to be quick. No details here. I was detained and arrested, and come at this from a little different perspective. Had I, Maggie, had video footage of my detainment and my arrestment and what transpired afterwards, not only would a charge have been dropped on me, I would have had a civil lawsuit, and that's all there is to it. But I didn't have video evidence, so kind of some food for thought here on this subject. So I didn't have it.
Thanks. Thanks, Rico. If you're on the line, stay there. Mark from Sussex, I will go back to you. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. You can join us 844-967-2789 here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Listen, just leave or stay, but I'm done.
If you're gonna go, then go, she said to me on the phone, so tired of hearing all you.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. We've been talking about folks that record interactions with police officers. Have you done this yourself? Would you do it if you saw an interaction happening in your proximity? And we're asking this question because a whole lot of people are doing this now, and it's having an impact on policing. 844-967-2789. Before the end of the last segment, I had shared some quotes from folks in law enforcement that basically admitted that, yeah, this was a little necessary. And we also heard from Paul from Spooner, a retired law enforcement officer, who said, yeah, you're going to do your job better if you know that you're being recorded. And Paul from Spooner himself has a dash cam video. We also heard from Vicky from Burlington, who asked, hey, is it super normal to get pulled over when you're going 5 miles over the speed limit, pretty much guaranteed multiple times in a lifetime when you're in rural Wisconsin counties? And if you're white, you're saying, no, it's not. So, Mark from Sussex, you wanted to take another crack at it. Welcome back, sir. What say you?
Well, again, first of all, I want to say thank you for taking my calls. But I would appreciate if you wouldn't put words in my mouth, because first of all, I do not agree with these rogue officers at all. Okay. And Paul from Spooner, I mean, no offense, but I mean, I don't know how many situations he's been in, like in Milwaukee or Chicago or LA or New York or whatever. But the point is, put yourself in the position of that police officer. It's a life or death situation potentially every time they stop a vehicle. And they are getting disrespected if you do not listen to the police officer. What is wrong with listening to the police officer and respecting them?
What if the police, let me ask you this question. What if you're a black person and you have no idea why you got pulled over? You have absolutely no record. You weren't speeding to the best of your knowledge. You're driving your own luxury vehicle to your own house. You have your license and registration. You've never been arrested. You've had zero interactions with law enforcement. And all of a sudden, somebody pulls you out of a car and forcibly puts you over the hood. Like, well, do you agree with me that these things happen? I mean, like,
yep, and I have no respect for that, other than if they would turn over their insurance card and their license, why are they getting pulled over?
But that, Mark from Sussex, why are they getting pulled over? Do you really believe that black people don't get pulled over in well-to-do neighborhoods while driving luxury vehicles because they're black?
Okay, I get that.
Maybe that's a reason why they're getting pulled over, and maybe they don't like the fact that they've been racially profiled.
So,
and they're angry about that.
You got pulled over. You did nothing wrong. You hand them your license. You hand them your insurance card, and you're 10 or 15 minutes out of your way unless you decide to make it a point, an issue.
I'm going to ask you this last question, and then I want to get a couple of my last callers in here if you want to join the conversation. 844-967-2789. What about this? What if it's the 10th time that that's happened to you? What if you're exhausted because you're a surgeon and you just work 20 hours? And you lose your temper and you say some intemperate, inappropriate things because you are exhausted. Say your wife is sick, or your husband is sick, or your child is sick, and you have just had it. Does that officer get to put hands on you because you took an attitude with her?
Our friend Mark, I think, has dropped from the line, but we still have Mark from the SAC and Tom from La Crosse with us.
Well, you know, again, radio silence speaks volumes, does it not? Mark from the SAC, keep it brief so we can fit our other friend in. You have the floor, sir.
Part of the problem is, and I think I know what case you're talking about, that some guy was going to his own house, unlocking the door, and because it was a luxurious neighborhood, he was happened to be black, and the cops got all over on him. That in some of these cases, it turns out deadly for the person that's getting pulled over, the person of color that's getting pulled over, because people are getting profiled. And I think, yes, you probably do need to record all these interactions now. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And now that everybody and their brother is carrying, is packing heat wherever the hell they go, that uncased and loaded up in the vehicle, which I disagree with, I don't think it's safe in the first place. And this, and I'm a guy that has a firearm in his vehicle frequently in the fall when I'm going hunting. But it's unloaded in a carrying in a case. But I mean, it is just. No, you have the disrespecting the cop is not a reason to beat you down, especially if you got pulled over for no reason at all, or you think you've gotten pulled over for no reason at all, and the cop is haranguing you, or you know that in a worst case, you know, dragging you onto your vehicle and you've done nothing wrong. I mean, you've got you know, it's probably wiser to keep your mouth shut, but that it should be no
reason. Thanks for the call, Mark. I think at a baseline, if we're asked to have empathy for the police officer's experience, then it is equally reasonable for us to have some empathy for the black person's experience in some of those moments. Tom from La Crosse here on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you?
Yes, ma'am. Back in the day, Dan Rather and his producer from 60 Minutes took a car from northern Florida into Georgia. They got pulled over twice in 20 minutes. And each time Dan said, you know, this car is equipped with cameras, the police officers disappeared. And that's all I have to say.
Thanks, Tom from La Crosse. Like, the facts speak. And what I want to end us with today is this observation. Nobody chooses to be born black. People do choose to become police officers. And there are basically only two groups of people in our country that have a license to kill people, and they're cops and the military. Isn't it okay for us to ask of them the absolute highest standards of judgment and behavior? This has been the Maggie Dawn Show. I really appreciate everybody sticking in here. I especially appreciate my producer, who I think saved me from saying a bad word on radio.
I did my best, at least.
Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back. I'm Maggie Dawn. This has been the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.